Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you. Now that I'm away, it's even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. If you've given your life to Christ, confessed your sins, and received His forgiveness, then you have the gift of salvation. This is the amazing good news that Paul was so desperate to share. But he was equally concerned that his readers should understand that they now had work to do. The situation is much the same as in marriage. Getting married is just the start of the journey. Advertising always reveals a great deal about a society. These days we often hear products being promoted because they'll offer us a quick and effortless route to making life easier, smoother, happier, and more fulfilled. It's very tempting to speak of the Christian life in the same way, but it would be a lie. I've not the slightest doubt that living for Christ is the most wonderful and fulfilling life that exists here on earth. But nowhere does Paul ever suggest that following Christ requires no pain, effort, or hard work. I fully recognize that hard work doesn't sound very attractive, but we should never fear it. Jesus once invited his followers to take on his yoke, explaining, "My yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." A yoke is simply a wooden beam, normally used between a pair of oxen or other animals, to enable them to pull together on a load when working in pairs. Jesus doesn't deny that his followers will have burdens to bear, but he makes the incredible promise that as they take his yoke, they'll find rest for their souls. I know exactly what Jesus means. Over the years, I've seen many people working incredibly hard for God, and it's been beautiful to see their peace and contentment because they've done their work yoked to Jesus. So let me ask you this. What is the hard work that God has called you to do? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that as we accept your yoke, we find perfect rest. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.